Cap and trade is also known as allowance trading. Companies that give off greenhouse gases must have an allowance or pollution credit for every ton of carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere. The credits limit emissions, and limits grow stricter over time to meet a reduction goal set by Congress. The U.S. Senate version of cap and trade, passed by the Environment and Public Works Committee, seeks to reduce emissions 20% from 2005 levels by 2020. Brian Rood is with rural electric provider Dairyland Power Cooperative out of La Crosse. Rood says they support climate change legislation, but not in its current form.
Dairyland and other Wisconsin-based utilities that burn coal probably would get about 70% of the credits they need from the government, and we would be forced to go to the marketplace to buy the other 30%. Our biggest concern really is that allocation formula, because that would have an enormous financial risk and an impact on our ratepayers.
Rood says beginning in 2012, Dairyland customers would face additional rate increases ranging from $4,000 to $10,000 over the next 18 years. However, Clean Wisconsin staff scientist Peter Taglia says energy efficiency measures would balance out the transition to clean energy.
Your bill is made up of the electric rate and then how much you use it. And if electric rates are going up because we're making investments in clean energy, but you're using less energy, that's the way you can have clean energy and not see an increase in your bill.
Taglia adds Wisconsin will benefit from businesses developing renewable energy in-state rather than buying fossil fuels elsewhere. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.